Attention, it's 5 o'clock. We're going to call this meeting to order. I appreciate everybody coming out. Great town of Kitzmiller. Welcome, everybody. We're going to stand for the pledge, and then right after the pledge, Matt Paul is going to give the invocation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands as one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to gather together. We thank you for our commissioners and the leadership that they provide. The great blessings to be upon them. We thank you for Kitzmiller and all the other great communities of Garrett County. We just pray your blessings upon these communities as well. I pray that your guidance will be with us during this meeting and that the things that we do will glorify you. In the name of prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Matt. All right, Mr. Nall, any additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the agenda as written.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda is approved as written. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance from both the public meeting and the executive session on the 18th. Are there any additions, corrections, or concerns with the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes approved as written. Next on the agenda, from the purchasing department, Mr. Nall present the used equipment waiver request for a used boom truck.
Yes, sir. The County Roads Department is looking to purchase a used 2006 International Bucket Truck. It's a boom truck with a four-screw body. It's for $49,000 delivered. The purchase of a used equipment is covered under Section 3108 of the Purchasing Policy, and according to this section, unless acquired at a public auction, the County Commissioners may not acquire used personal property. The property exceeds $5,000 without obtaining two independent appraisals of the property. This section also contains language allowing the commissioners to grant a waiver should two independent appraisals not be readily available. In lieu of appraisal, the purchase decision can be made based on book value of personal property generally accepted within the appropriate industry. The purchase of this vehicle will require a waiver because the independent appraisers are not reasonably available and time is of the essence. The high-low book value of this purchase has been determined based on prices obtained from the internet sources such as Commercial Truck Traders, Tri-State Forestry Equipment, and Marnac Equipment Sales. The high-low book value ranges from similar years of an International 4300 bucket truck with similar options is $49,000 to $73,900. The vehicle has been inspected by representatives from County Roads, and they recommend the purchase of the vehicle and request the waiver to purchase the vehicle.
Any questions for Mr. Nall on the request to grant the waiver to purchase the boom truck? All right. Do we have a motion to use such waiver and grant permission to purchase the boom truck?
I move for approval of the waiver.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Before we get into the public discussion and certainly take questions from the audience and talk about things that are important to the folks at Kitzmiller, we do have a couple of announcements to make. Regarding county government, some things that are being worked on. First, there was a letter in the editorial in the Republican paper this past week, which touched on medicinal cannabis. Want to talk about that a little bit. Garrett County has been approached by five different companies that have an interest in participating in medicinal cannabis within the county. The way the state is going to do this, last year they commissioned a commission to study this issue, and they are going to grant 15 licenses to grow medicinal cannabis in the state of Maryland. Then there are additional licenses that will be offered to produce and to dispense. Not everyone who has approached Garrett County, and this has been in the Cumberland paper a lot in regards to Allegheny County and what's been going on there, not everyone who has approached us wants to do all of those. All of them want to grow. Not all of them want to produce or dispense. There will be staunch competition for those. And Commissioner Tichenor and Administrator Nall at MACO attended a session on this topic. And basically, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, the state is saying, we made this legal, we're going to offer the licenses, and the local jurisdictions are not going to be able to prohibit this from coming if we offer the license to the prospective company, as long as it complies with all rules and laws and everything. So as these companies come, and part of the application packet is they come to your county and they say, we want to open a business here in Garrett County, would you write a letter of support? Because it's a highly competitive race for these 15 licenses. And if you want to locate in Garrett County or Allegheny County or Dorchester County, doesn't make any difference. It gives you points in your application packet if you have a letter from the jurisdiction that you'd like to be in that says either we support or whatever the case may be. We have sent five letters for all five companies, but they are different in the way that they are written because the companies, in our opinion, are different in quality. Some of them are not quality companies. Not as high quality, I should say. Let me rephrase that. One of them stood out as a very strong company. So the language in the letters that we sent for most of the companies said we will not oppose. For one company, we did write a letter and said that we do support their application. Most of the companies are going to apply, and they've got sites in multiple districts. There's only going to be two growers' licenses issued for Washington, Garrett, and Allegheny County. The likelihood of us getting one is very, very slim. A couple of the companies that spoke with us met with us. They met with Allegheny County. They met with Washington County. So they're putting in an application, but they're putting in letters of support for multiple counties because they're thinking, what are the odds of Garrett County getting a license, and we want a license. And if they say we're going to put one in Allegheny County and Washington County, they still want to be able to do that. Only one company has approached us and said, you're the only place we want to be, and if we get a license and they won't let us come to Garrett County, then we're not going to come. And they happen to be the strongest company on paper that we've met with. What does this mean for Garrett County? Every company is different. And that's why they all come and they meet with you and they tell you in part of their package what they want to do, and then they have to put that in the package. So if they get the license, that's what they have to do. One company is saying they're going to hire 100 people, all at very, very competitive wages, and give the county 1% of total sales, which they estimate to be somewhere around $750,000 on top of their property taxes. One company says they're going to start out with 25 people, all being paid very competitive wages for Garrett County, and they're going to pay the county $500,000 a year on top of their property taxes, basically to just to be part of the goodwill for the community. So all of these companies come in and they make their pitches of what they want to do, and you know, we listened to all of them. They did say, and the reason they come to Garrett County is because specifically the commission said they want to issue licenses with geographical diversity. And so what that means to some people is they think that gives Garrett County an advantage. Of course, Allegheny County thinks the same thing, and Washington County thinks the same thing. And, you know, we could all, as a county, all 30,000 of us, go to Annapolis and say, we absolutely want one of these or two of them or whatever, and we'll embrace them with open arms, and we may not get one. And we all may go to Annapolis and pound a table and say, we absolutely don't want these at all, and if one of them is issued and they want to come here, there's nothing we're going to be able to do to prohibit that as long as they meet all the state specs. So because that editorial appeared in the paper, we thought it was important to get all the information out so that people know what's going on. And I've talked with our counterparts in Allegheny County at length, and they're dealing with a lot of the same cast of characters. The companies we met with, almost all of them have also met with Allegheny County. Several of them we know have met with other ones. There's going to be very, very stiff competition in the Montgomery and Prince George's County area. Those people want these facilities, and the facilities want to be there because there's a lot of people there. So I can't with any confidence sit here and tell you that we have a good chance at obtaining one of these companies. I can't sit here and say we don't have a good chance. We don't know. But we do know that those licenses will be issued later this year. And, you know, we'll see at that point in time whether we get one or we don't get one. And we don't have any say in who it might be either. And although we really think one of these companies stands out, that doesn't mean that that could be a company that comes here. So there's a lot of variables involved, and certainly there'll be more to come on that. And we'll certainly take any questions you know, or comments from you guys at the conclusion of this. Anything I missed on that?
I think so.
The other announcement that probably will be coming out officially, I would assume later this week, there's been an ongoing controversy with the road on Marsh Mountain called Overlook Pass. I don't know if you know, if I wasn't a county commissioner, I'll be very honest with you, I wouldn't know anything about Overlook Pass. It's not a road that I travel frequently, but it is the road that goes from the bottom of the Wisp Mountain to the top of the Wisp Mountain, and it serves over a dozen homeowners associations. It's an abandoned road. It got caught up in some legal lease stuff when the Wisp went bankrupt and they did some transferring of properties to different things. It seems that Overlook Pass kind of sits out on an island. And when the previous owners of the Wisp owned the road, they petitioned the county a couple of times for the county to take the road over. And those boards of commissioners refused to do it because the Wisp had ownership of it. It was a quote-unquote private road, and they didn't want to touch it. Once everything happened with the Wisp and ownership changed and all that stuff, the previous board of county commissioners was also approached about taking the road into the county inventory. They did not want to do that. They did not want to accept the road, but they entered into, at least in their last year, they entered into sort of a cost-sharing situation where they helped with the winter maintenance of the plowing, and the county did not plow it. It was a private contractor, but the county helped to defray the cost of that and entered into a partnership with them. That was a policy that this board continued last year. What we talked about at length, and we spoke with property owners there, and especially rental companies and realtors, This board of county commissioners worked out, negotiated a deal with the property owners and the multiple homeowners associations up there and the businesses associated with that, and I think came up with a more than fair deal for the county to assume ownership of that road. So this group of county commissioners will assume ownership of Overlook Pass. That will be announced as soon as we obtain the last signatures from the impacted property owners. And what that means is there will be compensation to us from them. And then we will take over our roads department, and they're very confident they can do that job without any problem. We'll take over maintenance of that road, especially in the wintertime. We have hundreds of millions of dollars of economic activity that happened there. The rental companies were adamant, and the landowners that are trying to develop another 100 and some lots up there for sale, that if this road situation was not resolved, it would negatively financially impact us. So we thought it was very important to come up with a deal that wouldn't prohibit our guests from coming and spending money here. There's a lot of accommodations tax that comes from that, and there is a lot of opportunity to sell saleable lots there. So we have taken, and particulars of that will come out as soon as we obtain all signatures. But I think it's probably more than a fair deal for the county, and one that will keep that road safe, most importantly. If you haven't been on it in the wintertime, it can get pretty dicey, and people literally just quit coming. They said they wouldn't come in the winter if that road wasn't maintained. And you want to add anything?
Just one other thing. One of the reasons the county had refused to take it over earlier when it was a privately owned road was that the county has specifications for roads in terms of slope and grade and that kind of stuff. There's a section of this Overlook Pass that exceeds the county's standards for grade. It's too steep in one section. I can tell you there are other roads in the county that also don't meet county specs, but they were grandfathered in. So it's not like this is steeper than some other roads. And as Paul said, there's in terms of future tax base growth and development, there's a lot of potential there on top of the hill. As he mentioned, they're in the final stages of selling one of the developments up there now, and they're trying to open another one that has 170 new lots in it. So every time those are sold, it helps the tax base. Somebody builds a home on it, helps our tax base, puts people to work building the homes. And I'm sure the numbers will come out later, but I think we struck a very good deal. We're gonna get quite a bit of money for taking this road over, more than enough to cover our expenses for many years.
Okay, having said all of that, we're here to talk to you all and any concerns, questions that you guys have in regards to either Kitts Miller or the county as a whole. So if anybody has any questions or comments, now's the time that we'll entertain those. Yes, sir.
I have a question on North Hill. The county is, when they clean the ditches, they come in, they use the road grader, and they just keep, when you put the culverts in, you've got 4-foot holes to run the pipe in, but they never put a concrete thing in or a cover over it to where it keeps you from going in. If you go into that, you're going to bury your car.
Yes.
And it's, you know, I was told by them,
That was on North Hill as well. Kevin took some notes on that. We'll touch base with County Roads this week and see what we can do to improve that.
See me after the meeting. I'll get your name. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. See Kevin after the meeting. He'll get your name and contact information so he can get back with you after he finds out what's going on. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
State road?
Yeah. State highway.
Yes.
Well, since you last spoke with us, I checked with the Council of Oakland. They have actually looked into annexing Rosedale, and just money-wise, they can't make it work. Tear out a water system?
Tear out a serving ground?
No, but they're trying to. The tear out of water system is looking to come into Maryland about a half a mile to a mile. I'm not sure where that is with yours to serve those customers in Maryland have water issues, because we can't get there from our system easily. So I know they're doing that investigation, but I'm not sure. You have to help me where you're at in relation to that.
He's back closer to.
Oh, he's closer into.
He's closer to Rosedale.
Okay.
Yeah, I do know that Oakland has an interest in getting out there. They just have to find the financial resources to make that happen. That would be something you would have to discuss with Oakland. The mayor and council of Oakland will make that determination. Kevin will get with you after the meeting. And we'll see if we can get an audience with the Oakland folks. Thank you. Anyone else? Eric.
Thank you. Kudos on the cannabis permit. I think that's something that the county can properly utilize just as far as some other type of crop here. Not to mention that they're going to be offering $500,000 annually for just having it. That's great. The previous board of commissioners and the county attorney had a meeting on the overpass road, and Mike Getty, the county attorney, had expressed that it was not legal for the county to assume authority of that road because of the grade, because of the stormwater issues that were on it. Due to the lack of width, the size, and everything else, did something change for this board of commissioners since the determination that the attorney had made?
I said we did it working with it.
Yeah, I'm unaware of that. When we met with our attorney and the other players at the table, I mean, that I don't know of any law that would preclude the county from taking any.
From the previous board commissioners, yeah. They had a discussion about their meeting that came with the Homeowners Association that was trying to hold it hostage there for a while.
Yeah.
I think the difference was that, according to our attorney, once the road was abandoned, then that gave an opportunity.
For authority.
Then it became a matter of safety and all that kind of stuff. So.
All right, and finally, the last thing is that we keep hearing frequently about the water issues. You know, we've got Bloomington has been on a shortage and has had a problem. We have heard what happened with the report from the engineering firm that was looking at bringing the Westport water line.
on the Bloomington issue, there's a follow-up meeting scheduled with the Bloomington folks for September.
It'll be in September. I don't have the date yet.
Yeah. In September.
We don't have a date yet, but it'll be in September.
In September?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. On the Western Port system meeting?
Yeah.
I know that I went down and talked to Pat, and that was great. What he was telling me is it looked like it.
And the state is very supportive of that idea. I don't know what you're talking about at Kaiser's Ridge. There's no water issue there other than trying to get DNR to permit the water. I've dealt with that for over a decade, and I could talk about that for an hour. But when you're
going to have the other development that's going to happen in 219 and 40, you know, you get 400 acres there on your public-private deal. You know, the only thing that will be able to occur there is Grantsville will have to annex it, and they'll have to have water.
And they're very confident they can support that and very supportive of that idea. To Garrett County as a whole? Yeah, we've actually, Alex McCoy, the new economic development director, there are always ongoing conversations with folks that want to come in. You know, outside of the medical cannabis thing, there's a hotel and restaurant that is on the verge of finalizing a deal to move into Oakland. It'll be a major project for the town of Oakland. It'll be a big benefit for them. The WISP is looking to expand. You know, when you look at economic development, it's not just bringing new people in, it's taking what you got here and help them grow. Beitzel Pillar would be a great example of that, what they were able to do down in Grantsville. They own just about 80% of the Grantsville Industrial Park now because they've just grown like crazy. Total Biz Fulfillment, which is headquartered in the Grantsville Industrial Park, has a warehouse in the Southern Industrial Park, is doubling the size of their warehouse and therefore doubling their workforce there, which is a major expansion for Garrett County. Good. We were fortunate to get a tour of that facility in Grantsville a couple of months ago, and I wish people in Garrett County knew more what our homegrown companies were doing, because Total Biz Fulfillment has a warehousing system that Amazon's been trying to buy from them for a long time because it's cutting edge, it's state of the art, it's something that no one else does. And they're doing business all over the world, and they work, their main competitor is Amazon, and everybody knows Amazon. But not everybody knows Total Biz Fulfillment, but they do the same stuff, and they work with, they do a lot of Target's shipping. So if you call, if you go online and buy something from the company Target, chances are Total Biz Fulfillment in Grantsville is going to fulfill that order, no matter where you are. It was kind of neat. You know, obviously Pillar, Beitzel, and the stuff they're doing with all kinds of industries, you know, they're into just about everything right now, and the expansion that they had. Garrett Containers in Accident is they just expanded and are renting another facility in the Accident Park. Phoenix technologies and accidents doing business all over the world, and they've got cutting edge stuff. They're one of two companies that do the stuff that they do, and they're just going like crazy. Grantsville's really developing right now. There's the cheese plant's broken ground. They're going to put the cheese plant in. It should be open probably spring to early summer next year. They got a jobs commitment for 25 jobs. There's a fitness facility that's looking to locate to Grantsville that's going to be a major project size-wise. I don't know how many jobs it will actually create, but as far as a taxpayer, they're going to be a huge building. And in Accident, the restaurant in town in Accident has just bought another building, and they're looking to expand some of the stuff that they're doing. So there's a lot of stuff, there's people looking to move in, and there's companies here that are looking to grow. The other thing, and I've said this before, in the last election, when I was out and about traveling, all I heard was, we don't have jobs. Well, I challenge everyone to go grab a Republican newspaper this week and go to the one ads. And most people don't even put one ads in anymore. Everything's online. But there's so many jobs, I don't know if we could fill them. There's jobs everywhere, and a lot of them are good jobs. What I hear, and I know these guys hear repeatedly from businesses, is we can't find people to fill the jobs that we have. I talked with a company the other day that said they could hire 12 people tomorrow for over minimum wage, but they just can't find the people that will show up on time, pass a drug test, on and on and on. And I see a lot of heads shaking in here. So it's a multifaceted approach. And then when we do hire people, the third piece of that is we got to be able to get them to move here. There's a significant amount of jobs in the Grantsville Industrial Park. There's probably three times as many jobs in that park as what the residents of Grantsville are. So they're not choosing to live right where the job is. They're driving in from Pennsylvania or Allegheny County or Morgantown. And, we're working with Community Action. I think it was two meetings ago up in Oakland. Dwayne did a presentation on a project that we kind of brainstormed that I talked with you guys about at GCM the other night about trying to do better programs and better marketing for affordable housing in the communities and rehab of those houses, which I think could help Kitzmiller as well as everyone else at that point. So there's a lot of things going on, and it's more than just we need to bring in a company. We need to help the companies we have here grow. That's where most of our jobs, I think, right now are growing. Mark Bucow just a couple months ago, said the hospital's hiring about 25 more people. They just got a partnership with WVU to do a cancer center there. It's going to grow, and those are great jobs. Those are good jobs. The coal mine right outside of Grantsville is running three shifts now. They're about 110 people. They're paying... I taught a lot of the guys that are working out there, and they're doing all right for themselves. No college degree, but they can go out there and get a great job and put food on a table. And a lot of them, thankfully, have chosen to live in the area. So I appreciate the question, and that's at the forefront of our minds. And, hopefully we'll be able to make some announcements in the next couple of months of some other companies that are looking at coming in, or other companies we have now that are looking to grow. Yes, ma'am.
Just a note on the community action part and the jobs. If we had some public transportation that was dependable, maybe some of these people could get back and forth to work. I know myself as a single mom had tried to get my son public transportation from here quite a few times, and they had made the comment, we only come down there twice a day, so you need to be ready when we're there to pick up one particular person in our community, and they didn't want to make any other effort to help. And it's not just our community. You've got Accident, you've got Crowley, you've got the
and that's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up. We actually are meeting with Secretary Ron Wednesday morning. Secretary Ron is the Director of Transportation for the state of Maryland. Debbie Carpenter, that works in our office, actually has a very detailed packet of information for Mr. Ron, and part of that is transit service expansion and public transportation. She actually, on her own, and I'll give her a lot of credit, has kind of came up with an idea for rural transit that's getting some traction with the folks downstate that could do a lot of what you're talking about, and we're strongly encouraging her to continue to beat that drum, because we hear that a lot and certainly agree with you and sympathize with that. Yes, sir. What's the name of the road?
Bethlehem.
Director of Public Works and the County Roads, Jay Moyer, is well aware of that and working on that as we speak. We'll address that with those guys. Thank you. Anything else? Yes, sir. Yeah.
If they can't be recycled, if there's no market for them, they would be trash then. That's part of the problem with the black plastic, because there's no market for them. You can't sell it, and nobody will take it, so it unfortunately becomes trash. Unfortunately, the recycling market has changed tremendously, and if nobody's willing to buy it,
I can't
we don't have any place to store it, and it has to become trash.
Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. We agree, and I appreciate that comment, and that's a good idea. We certainly will use that. Thank you. Yes, sir. They mowed today. We'll get on that first thing tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyone else? Robbie, I know we have some visitors here. I want to introduce Robbie Reckert, the mayor of the town, and I know a lot of the council members are here. Do you want to introduce your council members?
We have Councilmember Barry Lyons, Councilmember Rio Lincoln, Councilmember Mark Green, and Councilmember Rob Gatton.
We appreciate your hospitality today. Thank you for allowing us to have this meeting in your backyard. So thank you very much. Any other questions or comments or concerns?
We're
certainly aware of the significance for you all, and we'll continue to do that. Well, if no one has anything else, I do want to once again thank you all. This is something we're trying out to move around. Hopefully we'll get back again next year. We're trying to be as accessible as we can to hear those concerns about local roads and things that we may not get to drive on every day that you guys have to deal with. So we certainly appreciate that. And the mayor and council meeting will be coming up here at 6. Shortly after this, and they will meet here, so anyone that's interested in staying for the Kitzmiller town meeting, it'll be right here. And our next meeting is
September 1st,
back in Oakland. And we'll probably take two more trips this year out to different communities before the snow hits, and then start it all over again next year. So. We thank you for coming, and do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.